doors for your home or business. Gilstrap Roofing, 269-1232.
You won't find another show like Road Rage. Walt Deptula, 3 to 7 weekdays on The Roar.
Glad to have you with us. Hour number two, Jinx Heat Realty Hunting and Fish Report with John Stillwell. Can you go on the lakes? Can you fish? Can you hunt? What can you do? We'll get that at 7:50. At 7:25 this morning, Josh Williams is going to touch on a variety of topics out there, including getting back and how we're going to have sports come back and when sports are coming back. We'll talk to him about that and some Las Vegas stuff as well. Let's start this hour off now by going to our guest lines. And Eric Whaley joins us, the Vice President of Bond Secure Foundation. Hey, good morning, Eric. How you doing this morning?
Good morning, Mickey. Just glad to be with you this morning. I am standing outside the front of St. Francis Hospital and just blown away. Clemson University is here with our partners from Bojangles and Hardee's, and they are serving food to our frontline workers as they come in and leave this morning. And I tell you, it is an awesome sight to see.
That's great, man. That's awesome. I know Papa John's is going to be doing some dinner. And like you said, Hardee's and Bojangles with some awesome breakfasts. That's great to see it. Eric, I know it's been tough in many ways, and we'll get tougher here for a little bit. Talk to us about just how important that is, that kind of, I mean, not only the food nutrition part of it, but just for the appreciation part of it and the showing of our appreciation for what you guys do there.
Well, I tell you what, it has been awesome. And I'm a big believer what the good Lord brings us to, he'll lead us through, and he's going to lead us through this. And we have just been overwhelmed by just the community rallying together and coming together for all our hospital systems throughout the state and in the nation. And you know, you have folks who are coming in, they want to stand in the gap with you, Mickey, and they want to do whatever they can. We've got folks who are coordinating with our community engagement director to set up opportunities for food. We've got folks who are giving and donating personal protective equipment that are much needed for our staff on the front lines. You know, you've got folks who are making homemade masks for those who are non-essential workers and patients and family members to have. You've got folks who are donating treasures, giving money to help any way we can to fight this coronavirus. And it's an awesome, humbling thing to be a part of. When you see folks coming together and know that we're going to get through this together.
No doubt, no doubt. And, boy, there's some heroes out there. I was looking, this Tyler Perry, looking what he's doing in Atlanta. That's good news. We'll talk about that. But we got people here. Hey, Eric, if someone, what's the best way to go about it? I know, obviously, health-wise, but also help and support you guys. The number one is stay healthy, obviously, to stay out of your hospitals. But talk to us about that. Talk to us also about what folks can do if they do want to get involved, do want to donate, or just want to come by and provide some assistance in some way.
Absolutely, and thank you. And I think you, Mickey, hit the nail on the head. First and foremost, we just want people to be safe. You know, we've heard all the things about social distancing and washing your hands and keeping your hands out of your face. Those are the things, I mean, they seem to be common sense things, but quite frankly, those are the things that will keep you out of the hospital. We can flatten this curve in a dramatic fashion if people will just do those kind of things. And if they do get sick, guess what? We are here. We've been here since 1932 to be the hands and feet of Christ to this community, and we'll be here. And to your point about what can folks do, I would certainly encourage people to go to our website, bondsecure.com, and they can learn about ways to get involved. Certainly go to our social media sites, Bondsecure Greenville, and you can see things on Facebook. We have, like I said, our community relations director, Rebecca Ellison, She people can email her at Rebecca underscore Ellison, E-L-L-E-F-S-O-N, at BSHSI.org, and they can coordinate a way to set up food drop-offs for our folks. But again, you know, and quite frankly, the biggest thing you can do is pray. And we need prayers. We covet prayers because, to your point, these are heroes. You know, you've seen these signs all over the place. Our heroes wear scrubs, and that is the truth. And if folks want to give of their treasures, they can certainly reach out to the Bon Secours St. Francis Foundation and do so as well.
No doubt about that. Hey, I'm gonna add something to it, Eric. Go support Bojangles and Hardee's because they're there this morning providing breakfast. Go support Papa John's because they're there. They're going to be there tonight with pizza. So we need to support our local businesses, certainly in times like this. Hey, what is it like in your role, morale and leadership role? Because you talked about so many things here, but, man, leadership in the face of adversity, you guys are faced with a tough situation, but you also face a great opportunity to help lead your organization.
Well, I tell you what, and again, that has been such an inspiring thing. That every morning we have a call in together. All the leaders, our president, Matt Caldwell, his executive team, our directors, our admin directors, everybody is leading through this. Again, we are a faith-based ministry. We have just strong principles, core values, and so it's incredible to see. Again, there's. You know, you wish you didn't have to have crises like this. But the other thing is you see crises like this bringing us together and truly rising above. And honestly, Mickey, we'll be a better health system having gone through this. Again, you wish you didn't go through things like this, but we'll be stronger on the other side, as will everyone will be stronger on the other side as we go through this. And I, too, want to echo what you just said about Papa John's and Hardee's and Bojangles. And guess what? They are open for business, and you can drive through. You can get a takeout order, and we
have. I'm just one quick note here, Eric. I wanted to pass a personal note along to you. Last February of 19, we gave birth to our first child in Drake, and he's doing great. There in the and the pregnancy went great, but we're there at one of your hospitals, and the last probably 30 minutes it wasn't going too great. There were some issues that arose, and he was never any kind of threat, and she was never any kind of threat. But they had to make some pretty big decisions about how we're going to go about this. And right above the bed, there was a cross there, and I'm going to tell you, I said 200 prayers in 15 minutes, and I thank you for having that up there. And I actually took a picture of it, and I still look at that one cross all the time now as a result. So the team, you guys did an awesome job with that. But you talk about faith-based, and it's just nice to have that. I don't know what I would have done without that. I might have panicked a little bit more, but I knew we were in great hands there, no doubt about that. Eric, I want to say, too, from the station and from a lot of our listeners out there, just thank you so much. All your workers, all your support staff, everybody on your team. One of the bad parts about this is we've not recognized our healthcare people enough. But I just want to thank you from everything, from our station and our listeners, for what you guys are doing. Heroes, and we're continuing to see it. And I just want to encourage you guys and just know that we're watching, we're listening, and we're thankful, and we're prayerful for you guys. Another thing, too, here on Easter weekend, I pray for you now all the time, and I pray for your team all the time. And I encourage everybody to do that as well here because, as you said, man, prayers certainly work.
Well, I tell you what, absolutely, that's the most important thing folks can do. Mickey, and I appreciate you sharing your personal story. My wife is a labor and delivery nurse at St. Francis, and what it means to my family and to me, it's incredible. You come around and you come to St. Francis downtown and you see the statue of the Ascending Christ. It reminds people of who we are and what we're about. And just God bless you and for what y'all are doing at the station. Mickey, thank you for standing with us.
Eric, have a great weekend. Have a great Easter weekend. Tell everybody there we are much gratitude and we certainly look forward to having you again. Happy Easter, buddy.
Happy Easter, Mickey. Thank you.
All right. That's a good friend, Eric Whaley from Vice President of Bon Secours Foundation. And, you know, I didn't, as a kid, John, coming out of Vietnam, I didn't understand our military. I played Army men, you know. I didn't understand the heroes out of it. And we didn't have any major conflicts, I should say, until 91 in my lifetime in Desert Storm. And what I learned from that was these heroes that were out there in our military. And for the first time in my life, I actually really saw it. I was too young for Vietnam, but I actually saw that in Desert Storm. I never really had a full appreciation for our first responders growing up as a kid until 9/11. And when you see these documentaries of these men and brave men and women, our police officers, our fire department guys, as a kid, a fire department guy's got to run on a cool truck. In 2001 on 9/11, that all changed. And we're seeing these people run towards what everybody else is running away from. And then like the Boston, I see this vivid images in my head right now of the Boston Marathon and the bomber there, and everybody's running from it, and you're seeing these first responders run towards the trouble that was there. And so you see those heroes. And now for really the third time, you see now we're enlightened to see what our healthcare people are doing and putting their lives at risk and dying, by the way. Some of them are dying as a result of this. So, you know, we're reminded of that. And until the point in time, you know, we thought about healthcare. Well, we're paying too much for healthcare. Everybody's not covered by it. And my medical bills and blah, blah, blah. Well, you know what? Now it's a little bit different view of things. And so I appreciate Eric coming on with us. And just the great news there. Bojangles, Hardee's, they're doing breakfast this morning at the Bond Secure St. Francis Hospital, I should say. And then tonight for dinner, Papa John's providing that. Look, there are great examples of this all around. I want to get to Josh Williams here in the next segment. I'm looking forward to that. But, John, I don't know if you saw it or not. Did you see what – I mentioned Tyler Perry. Did you see this story?
I did see it. Not in too much detail, but I saw that he, from what I understand, gave quite a large donation.
He did. Let me remind you this. We didn't end our last segment, our last hour on good news. That's my fault because we ran out of time there in the end. But this past weekend, Tyler Perry, the Hollywood star, went to an Atlanta restaurant to pick up takeout order. He left a $500 tip for each of the restaurant's 21 employees. Then he paid for all the groceries during seniors hour. You know, we're letting our seniors go before anyone else goes to our grocery stores. At 44 supermarket locations in Atlanta, Tyler Perry paid for all the groceries during senior hour. And before that, I knew him as a funny man and a talented actor, but I didn't know that he had this kind of heart, and we're seeing this all over the place. We're seeing what Papa John's and Bojangles and Hardee's are doing. And I knew this. If you remember, John, we first started this on the air, that very first Thursday show, I think, that we talked about, and we were sent home. You know, I talked about this. Look, pay a little attention, because there's going to be some very, very heroic stories that will come out of this. And we're doing it now, and thank goodness that we're doing it now. Hey, I wanted to touch on, John, I've got just a couple of minutes here in this segment. Let me tell you what Laura Rutledge said here. This is from 247. Doggone, I just killed out my 247 on this thing. Rutledge says that she's with ESPN. She's a former SEC network reporter. She's now on First Take, I think it is, with ESPN. And am I right by saying that Dabo is going to be on with them? Is that today?
She is with Get Up with Mike Greenberg in the morning, but Dabo will be on First Take today.
Okay. I don't know. To be honest with you, I don't watch those shows. We're on the air during this time.
Yeah. I can't wait to hear all the completely justified, irrational reactions to Dabo on First Take today. Looking forward to those.
Watch what happens here. Dabo will win them over, and he'll convince them otherwise when it's all said and done. Watch. He will convince them otherwise. Laura Rutledge says that the teams and schools are preparing for a mid-July return. So that is a target date for colleges. On their show, she says, quote, major conferences are targeting mid-July for a hopeful return for their players and some semblance of athletic activity. if they are able to get players back on campus by mid-July, a lot of these conference commissioners and coaches feel like that would allow the start of the season around on time, maybe even on time. So she, this was on their show, that that's the target date for a lot of college football's athletic directors and a lot of college football's people there. Mid-July, what would that do, John? Do you think that's, we push it back a little bit? Do we have shortened seasons with that? How much time do we need? We're getting, I'm trying to get some strength and conditioning coaches on with us in the next couple of weeks to talk about this, but you like mid-July? Would you take that right now?
Yeah. I mean, I'm also at the point where I take just about anything as long as it points to normalcy resuming at some point in time.
Yeah. The other major article I wanted to touch on in this segment is that, according to Brett McMurphy, 88% of college football athletic directors want an expanded college football playoff when the current contract runs out in 2025. Man, I remember when I heard 2025, like, that's so long. They want extended or expanded playoffs. The Starling playoff expansion revelation is one of the handful of key findings in the stadium's 2 week slate of college football. Of 130 athletic directors, stadium reached out to 112 responded in an anonymous survey, and 88% say they want more college football playoff teams. They want to expand the playoffs. If eight-team playoff is adopted, would it be Power 5 conference champions? How would that work? An eight-team committee? There's things to be worked out there. The news there is, though, that it appears to be gaining momentum for an expanded college football playoff. Now, and we're only talking about through 2025. Who knows what the environment looks like? I can tell you this, though, John. If we had that decision to make today for 2020 season, I think you'd see that number go up even higher because revenue creation. Revenue creation is what they're about right now. The loss of money this past year with the NCAA basketball tournament and the loss of the spring sports stuff, plus the increased costs of having these athletes come back this year, if this was decision was to be made right now, they'd expand the playoffs because it would mean more money, and they're all looking about more money, and we're all trying to find more money there, no doubt about that. All right, our friends at Carolina Flooring Specialist, 404-8158. I'm in Studio G now for Garage. We love it. We love being in here, and we want you to know that that our garage floor looks amazing, and our garage floor is exactly what we wanted for at a very, very affordable price. That's the thing I think we don't realize is just how affordable this stuff is. To find out that, it's a free, no-obligation deal. Tim can come by, keep his social distance from you, measure your garage. You got a little electronic, little laser measuring thing in there, and he can give you an idea of what it's going to cost you. Pick out your colors, set up the time, and get this thing done this summer. You're going to love your new garage floor. Get it ready for the fall. Get it ready for the big comeback of sports. Do that at Carolina Flooring Specialist. Tim can help you out. That number, 404-8158, 864-404-8158. Online, this is easy. It's CarolinaFlooringSpecialists.com. We have Josh Williams up next. There's some NFL draft news and notes out there. There is the Masters and the condensed fall schedule in golf. And there's a few little college football win totals he wanted to touch on with how returning starters can impact that. A short break. We'll come back much more in your turn with Josh Williams right after this.
Ace is the place with the helpful hardware, folks.
At Ace, we always have been and always will be committed to our local communities because we're here to help others. So in this time of need, your local Ace remains open. And since we're in your neighborhood, we can deliver almost anything you need. So shop in store or online for the home or yard products you're looking for and choose from top brands like Steel, Ego, Toro, and Scott's. Then you can pick up in store, curbside, or we'll deliver your order right to your door. Help is just around the block. CaseHardware.com for details.
Our lives have changed tremendously lately. Founders Federal Credit Union wants you to know we're here for you. While our world right now may be uncertain, your money at Founders is not. Founders Federal Credit Union is fully backed by the NCUA, and Founders members have many ways to access their money at Founders. Our drive-thrus remain open, many with extended hours. Our ATMs are fully serviced. Founders Online and the Founders app are available to you 24/7. Relax. We are your credit union, and we are here for you. Not a member of Founders? Visit Relax. Join Founders.com to apply for membership.
If your loved one is no longer comfortable living in their own home due to memory loss or aging, Dominion Senior Living is here to help. At Dominion, outstanding physical, emotional, and spiritual care is the standard. Their community offers a modern, comfortable place to call home. Honoring God through service to seniors, Dominion Senior Living at Patrick Square in Clemson and Highway 81 in Anderson. Exclusively designed to promote vitality with support when needed. Visit DominionSeniorLiving.com for more information.
We all know to wash our hands and social distancing, but did you know the CDC recommends cleaning the hard and soft surfaces in your home? There's no one better to call than the cleaning experts at Zero Res. Deemed as an essential business and is continuing to provide cleaner, healthier, and safer environments for their customers. Get three rooms of carpet cleaned for $119, plus a complimentary cleaning and disinfecting of common touch surfaces. Call 558-7300 or schedule online at ZeroResGreenville.com. Warm weather is ahead. That means look out for those summer thunderstorms we see in the upstate every year. Don't let bad weather and snapping tree branches leave you in the dark. Be prepared with a Generac automatic whole home standby power solution from Carolina Generators, your local Generac Pro Power Premier dealer, ready to serve you. Give Carolina Generators a call at 864-232-5684 or visit online at carolinagenerators.com to schedule your free in-home Power Pro assessment. Tell them Mickey from 105.5 sent you.
I'm a donut nut, I'm a donut nut, I'm a nut for Krispy Kreme.
Hi, I'm Glenn Reese with Krispy Kreme Donut Company in Anderson and Spartanburg. We're open 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. Drop by for a delicious donut and a cup of coffee. Pick up a box for your business or church meeting. Share them with family and friends during a time of need. Call Spartanburg and Anderson Krispy Kreme.
I'm a donut nut, I'm a donut nut, I'm a nut for Krispy Kreme.
The flagship station for Clemson basketball. You're listening to The Roar.
Welcome back. Glad to have you with us. The health dare is Sailor Health. The health coaching program's already been on the front lines for 5 years, and they're helping people reverse symptoms of high-risk diabetes, type 2 diabetes, high blood pressure, high cholesterol, sleep apnea, IBS, people losing belly fat. They don't stop now. If there's ever time to join the health dare, now's the time. Build your immune system. Take better advantage of the virtual program. They have grocery delivery, and they have a health care, health coach phone support system. To find out more about this, it's 1-877-I-DARE-ME. That's 1-877-I-DARE-ME. To our guest lines now, and our friend Josh Williams joins us. Good morning, Josh. How you doing this morning?
Doing well, guys. How you doing?
We are fantastic. How is Charleston area? Are y'all are locked now. Y'all been locked down a little bit. How are things down there? I know it's one of the busier parts of the state. How are things going?
Yeah, I mean, I think you can definitely see a little bit of decreased traffic on the road for sure, as long as you're not going to Home Depot or Lowe's.
Yeah, no doubt, no doubt. Let's talk a little bit of NFL draft, a little bit of college football, and then a little bit of golf and Masters for you. NFL draft, you had some Henry Ruggs notes I know you sent me, considering a guy that probably is one of the most intriguing prospects in this draft. What do we need to know about Henry Ruggs?
Yes, you look at Ruggs, and I'm a big fan. I think when you see some of those Alabama games last year, he kind of jumps off the page as much or more than Judy. You look at his draft position, the over-under number is at 13.5. That's now got some pretty good juice toward the under, minus 150 juice there. So they think that number is more than likely to go under that, at least with the way the bets have gone so far. I think the Raiders are really the team to kind of watch there at number 12. And so that brings up another one. There's a prop that's offered for the first wide receiver drafted, and he's now at plus 200, which is not great. I mean, almost at this point, he, Judy, and Lamb are all pretty close in terms of the odds. But when this thing opened up, Rose was plus 700 to be the first wide receiver drafted. and this thing has gotten some steam. It's all the way down to plus 200. So you're looking at a guy that's under 6 foot, under 200 pounds, but obviously he runs really fast at the combine. And, you know, I think the Raiders are kind of enamored with him because they see they face Tyreek Hill twice a year. Which when you look at basically, when you read off these names of these guys that, you know, run 4.35 or under at the combine that are under 6 foot, that are drafted basically in the top two rounds, you know, you got guys like Tavon Austin, John Ross, Santana Moss, Brandon Cooks, Philip Dorsett, Curtis Samuel, Mecole Hardman, Dexter Jackson, Andy Isabella. There's not a lot of great success stories in there. So it's an interesting thing. I'm a fan. I think he really kind of popped on the Alabama film last year for sure. And I think he's a little bit better with contested catches. But this will be interesting to watch, see if he can kind of break that trend, because for every Tyreek Hill that's drafted later, that's a small guy that really kind of jumps off the page and has production. There's a lot longer list of those smaller guys that really don't pan out.
Would you say, obviously, the current situation of not working outs, not having private workouts, not having the pro days, that has helped Henry Ruggs. Would you say that it was the combine numbers, or are they going back and seeing the productivity on film, or both? Because, I mean, he appears to be maybe the biggest winner in all the draft right now.
Yeah, I mean, I think it's some of both. I mean, obviously, I mean, he ran in the sub 4.3 at the combine and, you know, supposedly wasn't very happy with it. But I think his measurements and all, I mean, he kind of had some freakish measurements in terms of, you know, hand size and all that at the combine that really are kind of abnormal for a guy his size. So, but yeah, I think he's definitely a big winner among the early, you know, kind of expected first round guys there at wide receiver.
There's just a lot of movement with him. And Judy, what's his movement look like? What was his original draft stock now? Is he going down slightly?
I mean, maybe a little bit, but I mean, once you get past number 10, once you get in that 11 through, you know, 15, 16 range, I think you're probably going to see, you know, maybe even all three of these guys come off the board, particularly maybe since the 49ers jumped up in there to 13. So I think once the first one goes, you're probably going to get the other two to come pretty quick. So I think they're all going to be in the teens. You know, Judy's number was 11.5, I believe, and it's like the juice a little bit to the over. And I, you know, out of all the mock drafts you see, very rarely do you see him going 11th or earlier. So I mean, I could see kind of liking that over there on his draft position.
Correct me if I'm wrong on Judy, because one of the things I looked at is that, I mean, there are times where he just kind of just disappeared. The bowl game against Michigan, 6 catches, 204 yards and a touchdown. Mississippi State, 7 catches, 114. Arkansas, 7 for 103. Against Duke, 10 for 137 and a touchdown. Against New Mexico State, 8 for 103 and 3 touchdowns. Now, there were 3 other great receivers there as well. And, you know, and Tua did go away a little bit. But how about the Tennessee game, 3 catches for 41 yards? You know, there just appears to be some of those. The A&M game, 4 for 50. It's kind of, at times, against Auburn, 5 catches for 26 yards. They tried to get in the ball. He couldn't do anything with it. Is it fair to say at times Judy just kind of disappears and becomes invisible?
Yeah, I thought that quite a bit throughout the year. He had some monster games, and then he's kind of non-existent. He's so much like, I mean, you look at these Alabama guys, and he's almost the same kind of player as Ridley and yep. Amari Cooper. So yep. If you like those guys, you're definitely going to like Judy. Obviously he's lauded for being the best route runner in the class, but I mean, I don't see a lot of games where he kind of jumps off as, you know, getting off press coverage. Didn't face it a lot, but, you know, doesn't really fight for the ball in traffic as much as some of these other guys, so not as many contested catches. So I think it's interesting to see, and I can kind of see why Ruggs has gone up a little bit compared to him.
That being said, Ruggs, 2 catches for 27 yards against Michigan, 3 for 39 against Mississippi State, 1 for 33 against A&M, 1 for 11 against Ole Miss, 2 for 14 against Duke. There are times in there where, now again, there's a lot of balls out there. Devonta Smith actually you know, had some big games in there. We'll see, you know, if those are two first-round draft picks of the two guys that come back next year, because Waddle and Smith had big games. Maybe it's just having to spread the ball around a little bit through all that. I know you want to touch on some overall three overall college football win totals on the over-under.
Yeah, just initial thoughts of a couple of them that just kind of jumped off the page. First one, and I know you're a Jeff Collins guy, would be Georgia Tech. When you see that number, it's almost like a little bit of sticker shot, at least for me. You see that number is three, and it has heavily juiced to the under at minus 220 when they first got this thing out. So you got to think, obviously, man, they're gonna improve. They should be able to go over that total. But looking at that schedule, it's hard to pick off four wins. I mean, you give them Gardner Webb, and so basically they've got three other games that are projected basically in that, you know, field goal or less kind of spread with Virginia and Syracuse and Duke. So they're going to have to win at least two out of three just to hit the number, and probably win all three to go over it unless they pull up another upset later. I mean, they've got games that obviously they're going to be three-plus touchdown underdogs against Clemson and Georgia. They'll be, you know, 17 or more, probably an underdog against Notre Dame and at North Carolina, and probably a two-touchdown dog against Virginia Tech. So that number is kind of a little bit of sticker shock when you see it, but I can kind of make sense of it. I've even seen Bet Online came out with theirs, and they had them at 2.5. So you look at Georgia Tech, and they've got, you know, 19 returning starters, which I think is number two in the country. And I saw this stat this week, and I'm interested to track this, how this goes throughout the year. But returning starters in college football, if you look at teams last year that returned 17-plus, you got to think early in the year, that's one of the things you look at. These guys have a lot of continuity coming back. Teams that returned 17-plus starters, in the first three games, they went 34.5% against the spread and just over 46% for the season. And on the flip side, if you look at teams that returned basically 8 or less, they were 60% in their first three games and a little over 66% against the spread for the season. So I think this might be a bigger deal this coming year with workouts and practice time being disrupted for these next few months.
So are we thinking there that the spread is looking at returning starters too much? I'd like to see what the win total is too with those, because – Maybe the expectations are too high based on returning starters and too low based upon that for the teams that don't have a lot, rather than the actual win totals themselves. Two other teams, I know Georgia Tech was one. Did you have two other over-unders?
Yeah, real quick. Wake Forest, and this is a team actually I liked a lot last year, and they went over that win total pretty quick. Their number's at 7. It's actually juiced to the over when it came out at 165. I kind of like the under at plus 145. You know, they've got 11 returning starters, only 3 on offense. You know, Hartman, a little bit of a downgraded QB, but somebody who has experience. But they lose 3 out of the top 4 receivers. They lose their leading rusher. Obviously they draw Clemson like every year, but they go on the road to Louisville and Florida State. They do play Miami and Notre Dame. So I think this is, at worst case, I think it's a push. And if you get that plus money, plus 140 or higher, I think it's worth the risk there. Taking Wake Forest there to go under that 7. I think they're more likely to win 6 than 8. And at worst, I kind of like the push.
And then the final college football team?
Purdue. Their number's at 5. Not really juice either way. But I think much like Wake Forest last year, I think they can get off to a hot start. You look at their first 6 games, they're going to be favored in 5 of them. Very good chance that probably, maybe at worst, they're going to be 5-1. And then you just need to pick off one coming down the stretch. And you got options there against Northwestern and Iowa and Indiana. So I think this is one that, you know, they don't draw Ohio State. They don't draw Penn State. I think it's one they can get off to a hot start in that first half of the year, probably win 4 to 5 games at the worst, and then pick off another couple there. I think 6-6 is definitely in play for Purdue. You think they're going to improve quite a bit. They've got 17 returning starters, and they were really kind of beset by injuries last year.
Josh Williams is our guest. We touched on some NFL draft stuff, some college football win total stuff. Let's finish things up, Josh, with the Masters in the fall in November and this condensed your thoughts on this condensed PGA Tour schedule.
Yeah, and you and I had talked about this before, that I thought October was going to be kind of pushing it for them to be able to get that golf course ready with that overseed and have it like they want it. So to me, November makes sense. And you look at what you look at Augusta National, they're very calculated. They're, you know, they have a little more cautious by nature. You look at it, you know, they've got a wealth of knowledge in that membership, you know, Gates and Buffett and Condoleezza Rice and Roger Goodell and probably a lot of members from Atlanta who have connections with the CDC. So I think they're very calculated in putting that thing in November where they think they can host it with no problem. And you being the Tiger Woods aficionado of the upstate, you've got basically three majors, a Ryder Cup, three FedEx Cup events there within 90 to 100 days. I mean, what would you say, how many of those events you think he plays in? He hasn't been playing back-to-back. He's going to be playing in some cooler weather in pretty much all of them. I mean, does he kind of skip the FedEx Cup events? You got the U.S. Open and the Ryder Cup back-to-back weeks. I think it's going to be kind of interesting to see.
I would say this, and I had the same thoughts as you. A, the weather being cooler is not good for his back. If you think about it, he's done better with hotter weather since the fusion. B, he's not going to play in all of these, and some guys are going to try to play in everything, and that's going to be tough, and we'll see. They'll be so chomping at the bit to do it and so much at stake. But I would say C, the Ryder Cup, if he does play in the Ryder Cup, he makes the Ryder Cup team and plays in the Ryder Cup, then you're talking about a condensed – I mean, a lighter schedule for him. He won't play – remember in the Presidents' Cup, he took off one. He was the best player on the Presidents' Cup team, by the way. But he would not he took himself out of one of the Saturday matches, I guess it was, because just to rest. And then D, I don't think FedEx Cup is a priority. I think the priority will be the three majors and build the schedule around the three majors. So he's won the FedEx Cup, and that's great, but we're not going to remember FedEx Cup wins like we will PGA in August. US Open.
US Open.
And then November Masters. I think he builds a schedule around those three and not around the FedEx Cup points. Makes sense?
Yeah, and I think there's a couple of – yeah, definitely. And I think, you know, I think this schedule can kind of help some of these younger guys, probably like Rory, but also like, you know, look at Justin Thomas. I think he's got 12 career wins, and I think eight of them – have come like August or later. And you, maybe even somebody like Sungjae Im, who was kind of on a heater there before things were shut down. I mean, he plays every week. He travels from place to place. He doesn't have a home base, so he's used to it. He's used to playing a lot in a condensed time. So I think some of those guys kind of like that, it could benefit with the way the schedule is. If you get hot and keep it rolling, you play a lot. Be interested to watch it play out, and hopefully we can watch it play out in its entirety.
Looking forward to that for sure. Let's talk some NFL draft the next couple of weeks if we can, because I know you're huge into that. I can't thank you enough, man. Be safe down there, and look forward to talking to you next week, Josh.
Sounds good. You guys have a good holiday weekend.
The guy's the best out there. Just pay attention. Just pay a little attention. I thought that was a great segment. Appreciate him coming on with us. We'll take a break. We'll come back. We'll get our Jinx Inc. Realty Hunting and Fishing Report. And John Hight, former NFL star, is accused of a murder-for-hire plot. Not accused, though. It's being bantered about. We'll tell you who after a very short break.
Hey, Tiger fans. Don Munson here, voice of the Clemson Tigers, and I want you to know there is no better way to support your Tigers than by being a member of IPTE. Membership starts at only $60 and provides critical support for our student athletes to be champions in the classroom and in athletic competition. Be a game changer and visit ClemsonTigers.com/IPTE or call 1-800-CLEMSON to join IPTE today.
We should be able to pinpoint the issue and save your marriage. Sir, what is on your mind?
Well, marriage is supposed to be 50-50, right? She has her car and I have my truck.
Which has always had a nasty old scratched up bed. It was a clunker.
Since I took it to Line-X of Anderson, she takes off in it when I'm not looking.
But it looks so good now. It's got a premium Line-X spray and bed liner. It's lifted, new wheels, tires, step bar, and a new tonneau cover. It's hot.
But it's mine.
In a happy marriage, we must compromise. In other words, what's hers is hers and what's yours is hers.
Wait, what?
Happy wife, happy life. I see the only solution is for you to buy another truck and take it to Line-X of Anderson and hide the keys.
Warm weather is ahead. That means look out for those summer thunderstorms we see in the upstate every year. Don't let bad weather and snapping tree branches leave you in the dark. Be prepared with a Generac automatic whole home standby power solution from Carolina Generators, your local Generac Pro Power Premier dealer, ready to serve you. Give Carolina Generators a call at 864-232-5684 or visit online at carolinagenerators.com to schedule your free in-home Power Pro assessment. Tell them Mickey from 105.5 sent you. If you're a mattress shopping, you must go visit Engineered Sleep on Congaree Road in Greenville. Each mattress is made in-house, and their showroom has the most popular models for you to try out. Engineered Sleep makes your mattress shopping easy. Every local mattress order is delivered to your house, and setup is free. Buy local and buy direct from the manufacturer. Visit EngineeredSleep.com for more information. That's EngineeredSleep.com. Sleep like a lamb, rise like a tiger.
Nothing brings a family together like fixing a meal. And what's more fun than creating your own pizza? Joe's New York Pizza, Clemson, and Seneca has the perfect family activity for you with their Build Your Own Pizza Kit, complete with dough, sauce, and your favorite toppings. Joe's has you ready to go, and all you do is order your family pizza kit. Pick it up, put it together with the family, pop it in the oven. Joe's New York Pizza, a staple of the local business community in Clemson's Patrick Square and Highway 123 Seneca. Delicious hand-cut and prepared poultry, meats, and pork chops await you at the Chopping Block in Powdersville. USDA prime beef, Angus all beef, and Wagyu hot dogs, chicken breasts, Berkshire pork chops, and certified Angus ground chuck. Plus, meals to go like beef tips, lasagna, chicken and ziti dishes with meat sauce and more. Support local businesses like the Chopping Block in Powdersville on Highway 181 South, a couple of blocks off 153. Custom prepared meals, poultry, and pork. The Chopping Block, Powdersville. Medical malpractice is the third leading cause of death. If you or a loved one have been a victim of medical malpractice, you need the professionals at Parham Smith and Archinold on your team. Parham Smith and Archinold focuses specifically on medical malpractice and have handled some of the largest cases in the upstate. They have offices in Greenville, Spartanburg, and Charleston. 242-9008. Parham Smith and Archinold, specialists in medical malpractice.
We know sports. We are the Roar.
Homegrown alligator, see you later. Gotta hit the road. Gotta hit the road. The sun ain't changing the atmosphere. Architecture unfamiliar. I could get used to this. Time flies by in the yellow and green. Stick around and you'll see what I mean. There's a mountain top that I'm dreaming of. If you need me, you know where I'll be. I'll be riding shotgun underneath the hot sun, feeling like a someone.
I'll be riding shotgun in our Murano that we bought from Granger Nissan. Granger Nissan of Anderson. Segway. Get in touch with them. They can help you out at Granger Nissan. Proud partners of the Clemson Tigers, home of the lifetime powertrain warranty. The process is good. I kind of grew up going to car dealers as a kid, my dad's job sometimes, and this dealership feels different because this is no pressure. They believe in their products, and they believe in their system and the online shopping that you can do. They believe in all that, and then they believe in putting the right people in front of you. There was no pressure at all. I can tell you this, at no point in time did I feel like that they were pushing us towards one compared to another one, or new versus used, or anything along those lines, and they were fantastic to us. Brandon did a great job, and Damon Granger and his good folks there certainly helped us out. The products are award-winning and receiving great reviews. The financing is there. The service is there. To find out more about this program that's not a Nissan program, this is a Granger Nissan of Anderson program, lifetime powertrain warranty. As long as you own that car, that brand-new car, as long as you own it, you'll see you'll get that powertrain warranty. And so nothing, you put that to bed, man. Nothing ever can go wrong for you there. They'll fix that for sure. Granger Nissan of Anderson.com. John, I don't normally watch TMZ. I don't listen to TMZ. I don't trust TMZ. That's not a credible news source to me. Agreed, or are you a TMZ fan?
I am not a TMZ fan, no. I don't really understand their purpose.
However, when something arises like this, and I'm taking the source here as part of the issue, but their headline, NFL Chris Johnson accused in a murder for hire shooting, denies allegation. Ex-NFL star Chris Johnson is accused of funding murder for hire shooting that left two men dead in 2016, according to explosive court documents obtained by TMZ Sports. FYI, Johnson has not been formally charged with the crime and adamantly denies the allegations, but officials are clearly laying out their case against the running back, and it's pretty compelling stuff, according to TMZ. The report says, long story short, officials believe that Chris Johnson rewarded a gang member with cash after the guy allegedly killed two men who were suspected of gunning down Johnson's friend in 2015. The backstory is that Johnson nearly died in Orlando after getting shot in the shoulder. Orange County Sheriff's Office said someone opened fire on the Jeep that Chris was driving around 4 a.m. What are you doing out at 4 a.m.? Johnson suffered a bullet wound in his shoulder, made a full recovery. The driver of the vehicle, Drekius Johnson, did not survive the attack. Law enforcement officials said, quote, intelligence gathered suggested the shooting was gang-related murder attempt on Chris Johnson, unquote. Officials say that months later, a noted Florida gang member named Dominic Bolden shot and killed two men, one on January the 19th of 2016, one on July 24th of 2016, who were believed to be shooters in the March 15th incident against Johnson. In the court docs, officials claim the informant told them as a reward for Bolden's alleged actions, Johnson helped the guy become a leader in the famed drug trafficking organization in Florida. The informant told officials that Johnson supplied Bolden with, quote, funds and an individual who could continually supply Dominic Bolden with as much narcotics as he needed to supply his drug trafficking organization. The informant also told officials, quote, murder for hire elevated Dominic Bolden's rank, reputation, and power among that organization, eventually making him the de facto leader. At the time of the March shooting, Chris Johnson tagged in a social media post seeking revenge, saying, I don't live that life. Or he denied, saying, I don't live that life. So Johnson is denying it, but according to TMZ Sports today, they're releasing that Chris Johnson, some that allege that he paid this guy to shoot in a revenge deal. Hey, you are a East Carolina Pirate fan there, John. The guy seems to be like a pretty shady character, right? Is that fair?
Yeah. Unfortunately, yes. One of the better players in East Carolina history, but yeah. Unfortunately, he has dealt with some off-the-field issues over the years.
Yeah.
Best way as I can put it.
Well, you just shouldn't be driving at 4 a.m. around with drug dealers and gang members around other drug dealers.
Now, call me old-fashioned. I don't think that's how you should spend an evening, but you know, what do I know?
An evening? That's a morning.
Yeah, we're getting up for work at that point.
I'm getting up to go to the bathroom for the 10th time now. I'm 52 years old. No. Just kidding. So, that kind of catches your attention. Ex-NFL running back, pay for murder plot that's out there. Got to catch your attention.
Well, I mean, and unfortunately, you have to chuckle a little bit at it with all the Tiger King stuff going on. You know, it's kind of what I thought of. No spoilers.
Still can't
there.
Believe Tiger King stuff.
I've also been watching a lot of The Sopranos recently.
Oh, man. Where are you, by the way?
I am, I think, 13 episodes into season one. Things are happening, Mickey. Things are happening.
I think Breaking Bad is in the conversation. I think Sons of Anarchy is in the conversation. But I think Sopranos are in the conversation. That's tough. I felt more connected to Sons just because of the characters, and I really got into it.
Mm-hmm.
Have you seen all three? Sopranos you're watching now.
I had seen a handful of episodes here and there, but this is the first time I'm ever going to go start to finish with it.
Yeah.
I've never done that with Sons of Anarchy, kind of in the same boat. I've just seen a handful of episodes here and there. I've always heard great things, but have never dove into it. I love Breaking Bad.
The key to all of them is the character development.
Oh, absolutely. All those types of shows, you have to have the strong character development. I mean, one of my favorite shows of all time was The Wire.
Yeah, never seen it, but heard it's fantastic.
Mickey. The first season of that show was one of the best seasons of anything I've ever seen.
Yeah.
Unbelievable. But it had the character development, had that type of stuff. And But The Sopranos so far is just way better than I thought it was going to be.
Yeah.
It's so good.
I'm going to get Don Stillwell coming up here in a second. I would want to end every hour on some good news. The United States had a 4th straight day of daily new cases below the peak, and deaths declined as well. 28 states in Washington, D.C. had 9 or fewer coronavirus deaths yesterday. I was also reading an article, as I was telling John about, in that there are some theories that are out there now that we should not have used ventilators, that the ventilators aren't making the issue better. They're only prolonging, and they need to go with the blood transfusion type stuff and to fight it that way rather than fighting with ventilators. Ventilators are making it worse, according to some folks out there. To be honest with you, we're learning more and more and more about this thing, and we were off course with it for the longest time, and now appears like we're on course with it, and you're watching this curve flatten out, and it just appears to be some really great news that's coming up. And again, it's going to be a rough, because of the way we were attacking it at first, it looks like, and the way this peak's coming up here, it looks like a bad couple of days that are going to happen here. But these models are forecasting thousands and thousands and thousands of fewer deaths. And what we're doing appears to be working by almost every account. You still got some folks out there that want to point some negatives out there, but there's by almost all accounts that we're doing a terrific job of this. I went to the grocery store yesterday, and you get a speech before you go in now, and there's arrows on the aisles that you, in order to maintain social distancing, you can go one to one. It's a one-way street now. So if there's an X, you can't go in that way. You got to go around, and you go up and down the aisles now. That way you don't have anybody crossing over each other. You kind of like just go through. And then when you check out, there's little slots and boxes that you stay 6 feet away, and there's plexiglass up between you and the cashier when you're checking out for 6 feet and that kind of stuff. So I think we're doing all we know to do, and is it right? I don't know. To be honest with you, some of the medical people still don't know. We're reversing ship on how we handle it, what we're learning about it all the time. But I do think that we're in good shape with a lot of this stuff. In better shape now as we continue to learn more about it. 654-ROAR, 654-7627. Let's get Stephen and Raleigh up first for our Jinx Eat Realty Hunting and Fishing Report. Hey, good morning, Stephen. How you doing this morning?
I'm doing well, Mickey. How are you?
We are fantastic, man. I hope you're safe. I hope you guys are healthy.
We are. The whole family is safe and healthy for sure. Hey, listen, I saw yesterday where Clemson was going to extend their online learning through the end of the summer session.
Yes. Yes.
Mickey, at some point today, next week, can you talk me off the ledge about football? I'm super concerned about the season. Is it going to happen? Are they going to work and try? And if it doesn't start on time, are they going to abbreviate it? Are they going to start it later? I just need you to talk me off the ledge, man.
All right, let me give you one piece of advice. Go back and listen to our Monday show and our podcast, because I spent 3 hours of optimism. I can just quickly give this to you now. And we'll move John back to 825 because I want to get this in. They will get it in. We will play college football this year. We can't afford not to. The athletic departments would be in shambles. You'd see athletic departments just closing down sports. We need the money, first of all. When it starts, I can't guarantee that's going to start on time. I can guarantee that we will play college football this year. With that said, Stephen, if you're just looking at the curves right now, if you're looking at what these models are projecting right now, we're talking about mid-May, first week in June of being late May, early June of being really over the hump of this thing. And with that said, with our treatments out of our meds, and one of the things that we're doing now is we're learning so much more about how we're treating this now, not the vaccines. Let me just go the vaccines again. We have vaccines for the flu right now, and in some years, only 14% success rate. So everybody thinks, well, we'll get the vaccine and we'll never have it again. It's not like polio. This is not the way I understand it. I could be wrong on this, but we're not going to say, all right, well, you take this vaccine and you're not going to get it. So that's not the case. The key is treating the symptoms, and we're doing this now. People are getting better within hours of taking it. So, Stephen, let me ask you.
Yes.
If I can assure you that if you're 90% chance you're not going to get sick. If you are get sick, you won't show symptoms. If you do show symptoms, they're going to be mild. And if they are bad, then I can give you meds that will most likely make you feel better within a few hours, if not by a day or two, and you'll be back to work by Monday. Then would you go to Death Valley and watch a football game if you could?
Yes.
Okay, that's what's going to happen. Now, on top of that, we have to get back to our economic we got to go back to work. We can't afford to sit around and just print money. So we're coming back. There is no doubt in my mind that we're coming back. And now when, I don't know. And how, I don't know. But I'm talking off the ledge, buddy. You're going to be okay. And I'm going to leave you with this, man, because I got to get top of the hour, Stephen. Turn the national news off. They are feeding fear.
Yeah. I don't watch the national news. I try to stick to you guys and some other radio stations. But, listen, I think it's critical that Major League Baseball and some of the sports that are supposed to be happening now get back to normal or some sense of normalcy, because that will dictate, I think, what happens with college football, whether it starts on time. Because if the NCAA sees the Major League and the NBA getting back to playing, it's a trickle-down effect, Mickey.
Yes.
I think that if one starts it, the rest will follow. But somebody's got to start it.
Well, but here's the thing, and I appreciate it. Stephen, that's a great point, man. Have a great day, and I appreciate the phone call.
All right.
Here's what I'm telling you, though. That's what leaders do. Now, I don't want a leader to put people at risk that don't need to be at risk. And I don't want a leader to just say, well, we're going to do this. I'm hard-headed. We're going to put people at this big risk. I don't want that. I want to be smart about how we do it. But somebody's got to step out there and go, you know what? We'll do it. We'll be the first ones to do it. It's going to be the PGA Tour. It's going to be Major League Baseball. It's going to be the NBA. But, yeah, once they do that, and once we say, hey, they're successful, we're making money, people enjoy the product, then we're going to be fine, and we're going to get back to it. Paul Strelo joins us. You want a ray of hope? Clemson football recruiting news when you come back for hours.